Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
They still got it. This is new stuff from the Doobie Brothers.
Oh, wow.
They've still got it. Isn't it good?
Yeah.
I think it came out like 2-3 years ago. The song is called Better Days. Sam, give it a little bit more love.
Oh, I like it.
They still got it, man. Good.
Yeah, good stuff.
I know.
This just popped up on my Facebook feed, and I'm going to read it and then jump out a window.
Is it the picture of you when you were running for Miss Teen Kansas?
Paul Rudd is 7 years older than Wilford Brimley was in the movie Cocoon. And
no
the post
way.
Says, excuse me while I take a moment to sit down and drink.
Mm-hmm. So wait. Paul Rudd is now current. How old is Paul? Sam, will
he's
you look up how old he is?
55, probably.
No, he's older than that. I think they graduated high school in
the 80s.
Paul Rudd is 56 years old.
56, okay. So he's 2 years older than me.
April 6, 1969.
How old was Wilford Brimley's always just been 120.
He was 49 years
49.
Old.
49. Oh, my God. He's younger than I am.
When Cocoon? He was cast in Cocoon. And he turned 50 during filming.
Oh, my God.
He would have been about the same age as Steve Guttenberg, who was also in that movie.
You have to understand that back then in the 80s...
People aged more.
Scott.
People aged differently than we do now.
Wilford Brimley...
You got the diabetes?
...was 5 years younger than you are in Cocoon.
And I look better.
Now, he was an actor, and he was playing an older man.
Oh, Wilford Brimley just always looks like that.
He was only playing an older man because he looked like an older man.
Well, yeah.
But I'm telling you,
and hair.
You know, I was going through an old photo album a couple months ago.
And by old, you mean old.
And I saw a picture of my family and me. We're sitting on a picnic bench in outside of Anchorage, Alaska. So this would have been the late 1970s, okay? Mid to late 70s. My grandparents had come up to Anchorage to visit us. They look like they're 100 years old in this picture.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't have been. I mean, my dad would have been in his early 30s, mid-30s. So my grandparents would have been late 50s.
Oh, yeah. But they looked old back then.
They looked, you're exactly right.
Like my grandma had the... She called it a permanent when she went to the beauty shop. You know, she had the Q-tip, old lady permanent.
And it was white.
She wore the polyester pants.
All older women. But keep in mind, these older women with the Q-tip haircut.
Yes.
Which we're all familiar with. My grandmother had one, Doris.
At our age?
She, in that picture from Anchorage, Alaska, my grandmother would have been 58 or 59.
Okay.
And she had... bleach white hair in a Q-tip permanent. And she, I mean, they,
You guys, though, have all looked back at older photos like that, Scott. We've all done this and had that moment. And I'll tell you right now, mine is Dad's weekend at KU. I was an Alpha Chi Omega at KU with Libby.
My mom was an Alpha Chi Omega.
I know, some of the best women are. And my father came up for Dad's weekend, and we were going through old photos about a year ago. And there was the Dad's Day weekend at KU, and I'm sitting on Dad's lap, and I'm just smiling. And I looked at that photo, and I thought, let me do this. I don't know why it hit me in that moment. I sent the photo to all of the kids, and I said, oh, my God, my dad in this photo is younger by quite a bit than I am right now. That's crazy.
Well, we, where we are, look old to 20-year-olds. Okay, it just that's
not
just the
Wilford
way it is.
Brimley but, old.
But the society...
Hang on there, partner. I'm going to bring you in here in just a
second. The society back then in the 20th century was just different, and people didn't live as long, nor did they have all of the things that we have now.
Medically, you're right. The over-the-hill parties back when we were growing up were at age 40. Remember 40 was over the hill?
Fashion and hair and skin care and everything has advanced in the past 50 years.
And our parents had us much younger statistically than we had our children, and then certainly the next generation are having children even older.
You didn't. You had your kids in the in your 20s.
But my mom and dad were 20.
Oh.
Got married at 19, had me at, I believe they were 20.
On the porch, swinging
yes,
Emporia?
I was 27 when I had my first child. And so that makes us age differently too, I think. Does it not? Sam, you're younger. I don't know.
Yeah, certainly. I don't know.
Well, Sam, let me ask you a question.
I've remained Sam's intentionally
like,
quiet.
Sam's like,
here.
I'm not old. I don't know what y'all are talking about.
When you look at the three of us,
he thinks diabetes.
Do we look like Wilford Brimley from the movie Cocoon 1985?
Have you seen the movie?
I don't have a ready image of Wilford Brimley
he
in
looks
Cocoon
like,
in 1985.
Sam, he looks like Wilford Brimley.
Your standby.
There's like never been a time. I think he was born looking like that.
With that mustache?
He was born with the mustache looking like he's 100 years old, grumbling about diabetes.
No, you guys don't look that old.
Oh right. See, things
thank
have
you, I think.
Remember, in our society,
you're not reading between the lines.
People are living longer, and adolescence is even lasting longer into the 20s.
He just said you don't look that old.
I know. Well, he's a young whippersnapper, so
oh, God.
Whatever.
Do we look old?
No, you look like muscular atrophy.
Wow! Oh, my gosh!
Wow. This muscular atrophy is going to whoop your ass after this show tonight.
I will tell you where I've started to notice it. In the photo that I showed you the other day that I took with my lines on my forehead, I look like my dad. I thought that's the first time I sort of am starting to feel like I look older. And then as a woman, ladies, look down at your hands. You know this is where you start to see it. My hands have started to slightly look older.
Got the old lady wrinkle hands?
I don't yet have them. But if I cock my hands like this, Sam, what do you call it? Stretch them.
Fingers,
if you flex your fingers, I'm starting to see a couple of little wrinkles. See
but
that?
40, 50 years ago, you would have already been experiencing that 10, 15 years ago as you aged.
See,
I think
but
so too.
I don't look at you guys as old until you start referencing something that I've never heard of or I watch you try to play pickleball. I mean, outside of that, I just look to you guys as you.
Well, thank you, Sam. I think that's a compliment.
But the second we step on that pickleball court, whoo.
Okay, so speaking of not old, I told you this the other day. Diane Keaton, 79. I thought, oh my God, I'm not ready to lose that beautiful icon of a woman. And I was reading last night.
And I thought she looked great for being 79.
God, she is gorgeous, in perfect health, has always been this cute little skinny fit thing. And I read last night, her family disclosed she died of pneumonia. And I look this up. I mean, I know pneumonia is bad. I probably had it a week ago. And but how are you just not feeling well and then you're dead and it's pneumonia. I think it was bacterial pneumonia is what I read, and maybe that's different.
Is there a difference?
I don't know.
It all just plays into how strong is your immune system when you get that illness. If you are 79 years old and maybe you've been living life fast, we'll call it. I don't know about Diane
Well, there's no indication that she was living life fast.
But we also don't know what her medical treatment was.
Or what she chose for her, we don't know. If you have a weakened immune system, something like pneumonia could most certainly.
And it's 79. That's demise. And by the way, for all of you who think ChatGPT is the devil, you're right. And for all of you who think it's going to save us, at some point, you're wrong, and let me tell you why. I Googled this afternoon, how does pneumonia kill you, Diane Keaton? I Googled that because I wanted to have a discussion about it on the program. This is Google's AI response. While actress Diane Keaton recently died from pneumonia, it is not accurate to say she died of Diane Keaton. A person dies from pneumonia when their lungs fill with fluid. I'm going to read that again. I Googled, how does pneumonia kill you, Diane Keaton? The reply, while actress Diane Keaton recently died from pneumonia, it is incorrect to say that she died of Diane Keaton.
Well,
thank you, AI.
Wait a minute. Factually, that's correct. She did not die of Diane Keaton.
You're right. Diane Keaton did not die of Diane Keaton.
She did die of death.
She did die of death.
She did die of death. Death will get you every time.
It will.
So should we make that ChatGPT and the AI, whatever, better? Or
no,
should we just ignore it?
We shouldn't be using it in legal arguments in court.
People are.
I know. That's my point.
There's a private school. I believe it was, Sam, it was in the stack yesterday. There's a private school in either Australia or England that has gone to AI teachers only.
Good God.
Like, there is no human being teacher in the classroom.
Called the Alpha School, and I hate to break it to you, it's right here in the United States.
I thought it was overseas.
Mm-mm.
In what city?
There's a private school. It's based in San Francisco, but you can enroll anywhere that... There's no teacher.
Okay.
It's AI. Great.
So is it free? Because why would they have to pay salaries? Right. That joke writes itself.
She's so funny over there.
It's so funny.
It's a Silicon Valley experiment type of thing. Yeah.
No, it's $40,000 a year.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. 586-7798 on Dan and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer for 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
Browns
why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey,
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I told you, you guys, you know how sick I've been, and now Scott's a little under the weather. And so I got prescription from my doctor today. I got prescription Flonase and a steroid because she said, you know, you really should not be sick 15 days. That's, you know, I don't want to get pneumonia. And so I used the nose spray, what, 20 minutes ago, Sam?
It was right before the show.
25 minutes ago. I feel better right now than I have felt in weeks. And so during the break,
Scott's over there struggling.
I looked at Scott and I go, stick this up your nose. You're welcome. I'm telling you, it will make you feel better. Just give it a minute.
Life is filled with bad decisions.
Is this, yes, we're sharing nasal spray. Is this why people get addicted to this stuff?
Yes.
God, it's good.
It is the amount of relief that you feel after immediately taking a shot of the nasal spray that your body seeks in the future. And the fact that you just gave it to Scott has me very concerned.
All right.
I give you guys 2 weeks before you're both addicted.
To nasal spray?
Gonna be itching for Afrin.
Somebody said to me last night, this came up, that there is someone very close to our family who's addicted to it, has been doing it for years and cannot stop.
Addicted to Afrin.
Yeah, and once you do it, you feel like you can't breathe without it. And there was a woman that talked about this in the New York Post a couple weeks ago. She said, I got on an airplane and realized I didn't have it in my carry-on. I didn't have it, you know, in my purse. And she said, I had a panic attack because I could not get through a flight without squirting that Afrin or whatever it is up there. And she said, that's when I knew I had a problem.
Well, that stuff is potent.
I went in to talk to my doctor, and he said basically she had destroyed her nasal passages. Now, this was someone who had taken it 10 years, right? And just can't stop doing it. But they said, once you stop, Sam, if you're addicted, like the first couple of days are really rough and you feel like you can't breathe.
You are convinced that you cannot breathe.
Right?
You
can when did this happen? I never knew this was even a thing.
It's still a thing. There are people to this day that are still addicted, as you mentioned, to nasal spray.
Okay.
Yes, it can happen.
Not be one of them.
Happened to my dad decades ago.
Did it really? Did he know it?
Well, after he figured out, wait a minute, I'm addicted to this.
Okay.
Scott, just go see your
use
your,
as directed
doctor to take care of
I'm
yourself.
I'm not going. I'm a little under the weather. I'm not so under the weather I have to take time off work. I'm not going to my doctor.
Don't take her nasal spray and stick it up your nose.
I already did, Dan.
We already did it, Dan.
Don't take her steroids.
We're sharing.
I won't do that.
We're sharing.
For the love of God, do not take the steroids.
And meds.
She took the is it prednisone?
God,
or what's it called?
Good.
Prednisone.
Yes.
Prednisone. Right before the show. I figure.
She's hopped up.
Roughly.
Roid rage.
Maybe we get to 5 o'clock and she's got her hands around my throat.
Now, you do remember we spent the whole last segment talking about you guys not being old, right?
Right. That's right. Okay. It's good to line one.
Buck in Kansas City. Buck, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello, Buck.
How you doing?
Oh, we're just great. We're a pharmacological miracle in here.
A little bit of nose spray goes a long way.
Mm-hmm. It does.
What I was telling Stevie a while ago, you used to talk about people aging. I think a lot of it is back when your dad or, you know, people who age a lot more worked outside. You know, there wasn't a lot of inside work, so they were exposed to more sun. You know, the work they did, you know, the kind of work, if it's a farmer or a construction work or whatever, you did age quite a bit faster, you know.
Yep. Anyone that did harder labor, yeah.
Maybe, but, I mean, my dad, I have a picture of my brother and my dad and me at my brother's high school graduation, and it's in my master bedroom closet. And that way, every day when I go in my closet to get my clothes, I see a picture of my dad. And my dad in that picture would have been 49, and he looks like he's 60. My dad, well, yes, he did spend some time outdoors as a member of the military. He basically had a desk job. Anybody in the military will tell you, if we're not in combat, 9 days out of 10, we're sitting at a desk.
Yep.
Especially officers are sitting at a desk. But he looked like he was 60 years old when he was 49. And I just think people back then
looked older.
Aged faster. Yeah. Or at least I want to believe that, because I don't think I look like my dad did in that picture.
But there's a number of factors here. There's smoking rates.
My dad did smoke.
Oh, yeah, they all did back then.
The quality of food that we were eating. I mean, we talk about how bad the quality of food is now, but...
But my dad didn't drink.
Everything was ultra-processed back then. I mean, TV dinners.
I was going to disagree. I think that's why our grandparents all lived so long. My grandma had one egg and one slice of bacon every day. She lived to almost 100. Yeah.
But in the 60s and 70s... It was TV dinners. It was canned food. It was everything.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Everything was a durable good. We were literally eating durable goods in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
And I think that took a toll as well. But I think the point that Buck was getting at was the number of people that were in those harder labor jobs was greater back then than it is now.
That's probably true.
Who did not have the Salisbury steak with the peas and carrots and the fake mashed potatoes while sitting in front of the TV on a TV tray watching Good Times?
And there,
raise your hand.
What was the name of it? It was something Claire.
Marie Claire.
Marie Claire.
Oh, yeah.
Marie Claire. My dad loved that stuff. Barb in Odessa, what's up?
Hi, Annie. Listen, I want to say something, and I want to say it correctly. Number one, when I was a little girl in Chicago, I had pneumonia like 10 times. I was just a child, you know, young girl. And my mom and dad took me to Arizona, and I had to go in and take these, what they call mud baths. And they submerge you in these mud baths every day for a certain amount of time to clear your lungs. Hmm. And I've never had pneumonia since that happened. But my daughter has never smoked, never done anything wrong, no drugs, no nothing. She is a freak of health, and she has had pneumonia and almost died, and she never had any idea she was getting pneumonia. But she was coughing and coughing, and finally they took her to St. Luke's. And now I just found out the other day she got another deal with pneumonia again. And your immune system has a lot to do with it, because I have a real strong immune system. And I think that's why I never get sick.
I think you're right. Barb, I do think you have a great immune system. We all know those people in our lives. Heck, Johnny's one of them. Right. He does not get sick ever. Scott, you are rarely sick.
Very rarely. Until I'm around you.
Right. Which is every day.
And even when you're sick, I still don't get sick. But for whatever reason, this one powered past me. Mm-hmm. You got one past the goal.
Right on past.
By the way, it was Marie Callender.
Marie Callender.
Marie Callender.
Two L's.
Thank you, Sam. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
At Marie Callender's, there's a reason why Jenny's pizza, slice, and dessert. Dad's spicy chili, fresh-baked cornbread and tea. Brian's chicken fingers, fries, Pepsi, and dessert. Mom's grilled lemon chicken, rice pilaf, and diet Pepsi cost less than $19. At Marie Callender's, you're the reason a family of four can dine for under $19.
Okay. So 2 weeks ago, Scott watches on Netflix My Father, the BTK Killer, and fails to mention it to me.
I thought I did mention it as a run, do not walk.
So I'm scrolling around, and I see it, and I erroneously thought this was one of the documentaries they released 10 years ago or 5 years ago, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. Lo and behold, there is a new documentary, and it is predominantly an interview with his surviving daughter, Carrie Rawson, okay? Mm-hmm. Who, thank God, does not share his name anymore because she married, moved to Michigan prior to his arrest. But she sure looks like him, right?
There's some, definitely the mouth and the eyes.
Oh, yes. And I would say Run, Do Not Walk. I think it was done in a respectful manner. through the eyes of a surviving child where you do not understand. One day you are just living your life and there is a knock on the door and you open the door and it is the FBI and they tell you your dad is one of the most notorious, horrible, evil human beings the world has known.
Without question.
And a couple of things that I forgot until she reminded me. I finished the documentary this morning.
I believe it's, is it three episodes?
It's just one big one.
Okay. I couldn't remember. Maybe we watched it over three nights.
Her mother got an emergency divorce and rode off into the sunset somewhere, never to be seen or heard from again. Her brother has never done an interview.
That is correct.
They are all estranged. Mm-hmm. She does not speak to her mom, and that breaks my heart because I think mom just wanted to pretend like none of this ever happened. And Carrie's saying, now, wait a minute. You know, we owe something to the victims here, right? So I would tell you a cautious run, do not walk. There were some things that I had forgotten, some things I didn't know, some new things that I learned.
I can't believe it's been 20 years since he was arrested.
It has been 20 years. Wow. Arrested really through his own narcissism and wanting the cat and mouse attention, loving the attention that they could not figure out who he was.
Do you think, excuse me, do you think he wanted to get caught and basically set himself up, or needed the attention and screwed up?
I think he needed the attention and screwed up. The only thing I was left wondering, the children did not know, his friends, the church. He took one of his victims, Scott, into his church post-mortem and spent hours with that poor woman's remains in his church. I mean, it's just sickening beyond the pale what he did to his victims. One of the things
Well, the Otero family is...
Oh, it's just unspeakable. Mm. One of the things I cannot get past is his wife's complete lack of knowledge, and here's why. They show crime scene photos in this after his arrest when they go in and raid that house. They raided his office, which in an unlocked drawer contained a treasure trove of trinkets and information and catalog of his crimes. He had PowerPoint presentations on all of these victims.
Yep.
I cannot understand how you share a home with someone as a spouse, maybe not a kid. As a child, you're not going to go rifling through your dad's things out in the shed. But as a spouse, one of the things they found right in the front closet, when you walk in to that home in Parkland or whatever the name of that small town was near Wichita.
It was Park City.
Park City. To the left is a coat closet, like in most small homes, coat closet. Inside that coat closet, just sitting there on the top shelf, was a bowling ball bag. Dennis Rader did not play bowling. He did never bowled. And one of the things Carrie says that toward the end of the interview, if you're paying attention, she said, how did my mom not see the bowling bag? Dad didn't bowl. Why wouldn't she have wondered, why is there a bowling bag right there in the front hall closet? And when investigators opened the bowling bag, rope, pre-tied ligature rope, a gun. It was a kill kit just sitting there on the shelf.
Here's why I don't think that is too hard to believe. In my garage, there is a golf bag.
You don't golf?
With golf clubs.
Yeah.
The last time I went golfing was 14 years ago with you and your dad.
Yeah.
But yet I still have a golf bag in my garage. I can count on one hand how many times in my 54 years on this planet I've gone golfing. It's five.
Well,
but yet I still have a golf bag. I would bet my next paycheck T has never come home
and rifled through your golf bag.
Parked her truck in the garage and said, I wonder why he has a golf bag. He must be hiding something.
And with that front coat closet, unless you're a very clean individual, I almost used a different term that you guys would have made fun of me for.
Anal?
That one. Unless you're an anally clean individual.
I'm anally clean.
A lot of the time becomes a collect-all.
Right.
It is a coat closet, but it's the first place that you can go, well, I don't want this in my hands anymore. Whoop,
the other thing is, though, Sam, they show through FBI and local police crime scene photos, they like lay out a sheet, okay, like a bed sheet. And they lay out on that sheet everything that they found. They kind of categorized it grotesquely, everything they found in that house. Sam, it was not one or two bizarre things of a
he kept trophies
sexual nature. Sam, it was like hundreds of black leather, gross, you know, bizarre things, Sam. Weird things that, like, I was looking at some of those photos. I'm like, I don't even know what that would be for, nor do I want to know.
But he knew.
And so you're telling me you're married to someone like that, and in all of those years, you don't run across something that it, and maybe in his normal life, you know, they had relations as husband and wife once a month, and it was over very quickly, and that was the end of it. But you mean to tell me in that entire marriage, you did not know that he was sexually deviant? And that's the word, deviant.
Does Johnny have a nightstand?
Yes.
Okay, does it have a drawer?
Yes.
How many times have you gone through it?
In the last month, I've put stuff in there probably three times.
You've gone through his nightstand?
No, I don't go through it, but I put stuff in there. Like, I found a book the other day that was his, and I popped it in there. Like, we don't hide things from each other, and I wouldn't have a reason to go digging, and maybe she didn't either.
That's my point.
But the volume, Scott, the volume of things they pulled out of that house, you have to wonder.
But you have to remember, he also had an outdoor shed in the backyard, and I bet she lived in fear. And if I'm not mistaken, she was told, she being the wife, do not ever go in the shed. That's where the majority of the trophies, and I use that in air quotes,
yeah,
the majority of the trophies were kept in that backyard shed.
Sam, if Mary Beth said to you, you just bought this beautiful house, whatever you do, I don't ever want you going in the shed in the backyard, what's the first thing we're all going
to
go do?
I would go straight to the shed, but this was a different time. You said that he was arrested 20 years ago, right?
Yes, for the BTK crime.
God, he's such a weirdo.
At that time, it was a different era in terms of male versus female responsibilities, we'll call it that. The text line brings up a great point. It was not uncommon for a man in a house to have an office,
yeah,
and the wife never even set foot in it.
So his daughter did say, do you remember this part, Scott? She said, you knew not to sit in dad's chair at the dinner table. You just knew. There were certain things. She said, I knew a loving father. He took me scouting. He took me camping.
They went fishing.
He went to K-State. We went fishing. We did all of these things together. We did family mm-hmm. weekend at K-State.
Mm-hmm.
But she said there were times you knew, like, you don't sit in his chair at the kitchen table. You don't leave leftovers out that your mother prepared for the meal.
Okay.
You don't, you know, a couple things like that.
None of these things ring weird to me. And here's why. When I was a kid growing up, we all had specific chairs at the kitchen table. I can still tell
you. Did you fear sitting in your dad's chair? Or would he just be like, what are you doing?
I wouldn't fear it, but I knew at dinner. I mean, I may have sat in it if my friends were over and we were just hanging out at the house.
Right.
But if we were having dinner, I would never sit in my father's chair. That was his side of the table. And he never said, you know, to me, son, you better not sit in my chair. He never did. He didn't have to. I knew that was not my chair. That was my dad's favorite place to sit at the table.
It was a point of respect.
Here's another thing. My dad told me, don't ever touch the green locker.
But you knew guns were in the green locker.
I had no idea what was in the green locker.
You assumed it was guns.
I assumed it was guns, but I didn't know. And when we opened it after he died, it was a damned arsenal. But my dad told me, don't ever touch the green locker. And he never told me why. And I never touched the green locker. And I can only imagine if Dennis Rader, you don't ever see pictures of him smiling.
Right.
Okay. Even in the documentary. Nope. I bet he was a hard ass at home and ran that house with an iron fist. And if he told his wife, don't ever go to my shed. Don't ever sit in my seat at the dinner table.
Don't go into my office.
You didn't.
You wouldn't do it. Because it's easier to go along with the program than deal with the wrath, right?
And they lived in that house, let's say 30 years.
Probably longer.
And you think it is possible that she never once came across anything? Because you know with very...
Willful blindness.
Yes, willful blindness, but with very, I don't want to say scary, weird sex things. What would you call that? Just very...
Neurotic?
Weird, dark... Dark erotica. If if they were not doing those things within the consensual boundaries of their relationship, if you ran across something like that in your house, Scott, the mask, you would be like, oh my God, what is going on here?
What are we going to do on Saturday night?
What is this? Are we exploring something new, or I don't know, are you a serial killer?
913-586-7798, 586-7798.
Like, I am anally clean.
And I beg your pardon?
We got it.
I've been having to basically,
she's anally clean.
How to do chores to him. It's awful.
She's anally clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have breaking news. Ground has been broken at Buc-ee's in Wyandotte County.
Now I can finally sleep again.
Breaking news?
It is breaking.
Is it groundbreaking news?
Mm-hmm. It is groundbreaking news, Sam. Buc-ee's, the groundbreaking was today, 74,000 square foot location. It's a $90 million project. Dana, are you still paying attention?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. How many gas pumps are they going to have?
932.
the company and county have set a deadline for a grand opening, which must occur within 24 months of the start of construction, meaning the store will open in October of 2027.
Okay.
I can't wait. And then the Wally's and Independence.
Oh my gosh! Woo. I mean, it's just.
Well, and
how do you decide? Gas stations.
Scott, closer to home, the old lady Macy's is now down. Have you been over there? Have you been over to Prairie
Isn't
Village?
Isn't there going
to
be a grocery store?
Yeah, I thought they were turning the Hen House into a two-story grocery store.
It's all going to be one big development. I'm surprised it took that long. That is such an amazing space. The other Bamboo Pennies is right there. That building had been vacant way too long. There's nowhere to go now to buy your elastic polyester pants if you're over the age of 75. Mm. And I realize that is disturbing for a lot of women, but it was time to get rid of the old lady Macy's.
Really?
Everyone called it the old lady Macy's. It's just time for something new. Village shops are so incredible.
I went in there years ago and bought a perfume.
Yes.
For
your
Sarah.
Mother.
No, for Sarah. Sarah was really into, yep, there it is. Sarah was really into One Direction at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in and bought the perfume Our Moment.
Our Moment.
From One Direction.
Okay, boy bands should not be putting out perfume.
Yeah, they do, and that's because
that
dads
set you back 100 bones.
It set me back $69.90.
God.
Yeah.
Anyway, lots of fun things going on.
You still have the check receipt laying around?
for the moment. I wonder if she still has that perfume. I mean, it was a big bottle.
I'll tell you something else over there. There is a coffee shop, Scott. Well, they've got other things but coffee, but it's called Dolce Bakery. And Carrie and I popped in there a couple weeks ago.
D-O-L-C-H-E?
D-O-L-C-E, Dolce Bakery. And we go in there. They have Chief's cookies. They do cakes. You know, it's that thing when you walk in, you're like, oh my God, there's a lot of butter in here.
A lot of bad decisions.
They make cinnamon rolls that I'm just telling you, they're the best in the city. And we popped in before, did the Chiefs play this last Monday night or Sunday?
They played Sunday night.
We popped in Sunday and I said to Johnny, we've got to go get coffee. And we're going to go get coffee in the morning. Let's go back to Dolce. I need you to try this cinnamon roll. They have orange cinnamon rolls and cinnamon rolls.
Okay.
Go in, get the orange cinnamon roll. You will have the diabetes. You will not care. I mean, it's one of those things that you eat it and you know what you're eating. All right. This is not going to be on any Weight Watchers
you're
menu.
You're eating a heart stopper.
My God, it is the best cinnamon roll I have ever had in my entire life.
Okay.
Put it on your
list. Is that also where the Johnny's is that I courted you for like 2 months?
That Johnny's is south. That's in Corinth. This is more north to the Village Shops where Houston's Hardware is.
Did you say Houston's?
Tavern is over there. Yeah.
Houston's.
Houston's is the Hardware.
Is it with a Y?
It's with a ye. E.
Oh, E.
A ye?
Did I just say ye? It's with a ye.
Ye.
Making up letters. There's that prednisone. Woo!
Speaking of, we're going to be bringing back ADD word of the day today.
Yes, we are.
Why?
Here's ye. it is learn a new word day.
Is it ye?
Yes, it is. And ye will learn a new word today.
Hear ye, hear ye.
At 3:35 this afternoon on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.